This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Books, books, books. Boy, it doesn't take long for a lot of you to come up with your favorite book from high school.
My most inspirational book was Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. The book that really taught me how to slow myself down, how to keep things in perspective and not get caught up with all the things in life.
Thanks, Benny. But how much do you need to slow down out there in Eugene, Oregon, where Rachel loved that book also?
I was 15, sophomore year of high school, and I read Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. My father had just died, and I was super angry at the world and at everything, and it gave me an alternative way to look at the world. It changed everything about the course I was on and brought me to a place of happiness.
We are happy to hear that. Rachel, thanks so much. You can weigh in at 8778-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Favorite books? Well, this one's obvious.
George Orwell's 1984 had the most impact on my life. I came to recognize that television works just like the view screens in Orwell's book. While it's true there is no camera viewing us from the TV, it turns out that it's not necessary. We have become our own thought police.
When I was in high school, I had a great English teacher named Mr. Blystein. We'd read Ethan Frome. He made me see all the romance and symbolism and layers in the book, and I wanted to become an English teacher, which I did.
Oh, that's a great story. Thanks there from Bob in Plainfield, New Jersey, and before your Bob there, Don in Fallbrook, California, who says we have become our own thought police. Quoting there from Orwell's 1984. Jessica in Oregon had a memory of a high school instructor. She sent us a text message. Really, it was my AP Lit teacher, Mrs. Zachary, who made the biggest impact on my life, showing me how much I could gain from literature and all the things I could do with it. Jamita from Leicestertown, Maryland. Well, who did she fall for?
The story that I read in high school that had the biggest impact on me was Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye. It's the story of a young girl who was so marginalized, abused, and denigrated due to her skin color that she begins to pray for blue eyes.
Oh, that's great. You can't go wrong with Toni Morrison. Todd Zwillick just texted me saying it was Huckleberry Finn. We'll talk to him in a moment. For Nick in Miami?
My favorite reading from high school is Endurance. It's the epic of Shackleton's shipwreck near the South Pole, which makes one truly believe in the ability of man to persevere against all odds.
Nonfiction Nick there. That is a great story. For Eric in Lubbock, Texas.
The book that influenced me the most was Carl Sagan's Cosmos. It did way more than just educate me about stars and science. It fundamentally altered my perception of the universe by giving me the intellectual tools to understand it better. Any book can leave you more informed, but this one made me smarter.
Eric, I can hear how smart you are because you read Cosmos. Thanks so much to our listeners out there in Lubbock, Texas. On Facebook, Mark had a tip for us. The works of Mark Twain should be read by all Americans twice. So, Todd, you better get on Huckleberry Finn. Once as a child and again as an adult, Walden by Henry David Thoreau should also be required. Meanwhile, right here in New York City, Christina is still rereading her favorite high school books.
The book that had the greatest impact on my life that I read in high school was The Great Gatsby, and I still read it each summer. I find something new in it each time I reread it, but I also find a great deal of comfort from it. It's just gorgeous.
A Gatsby Summer with Christina from the West Village right here in New York City. We love your stories. Claire had this to say. As a high school English teacher for 13 years, the genre does not matter, fiction or nonfiction. The literature has to be well-crafted or it doesn't stand a chance in the classroom. A newly written memoir hardly gives a teacher the material to focus on ways of reading. English, after all, is a skill-based subject where teachers are teaching students the art and craft of language, language of all types. Well, we love to hear from you, as always, 8778-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Your books, your stories. Coming up, Grover Norquist just didn't read the tea leaves quite right. The anti-tax icon seems to be losing his grip on Congress as a result of the 2012 election. A number of Republican lawmakers hint on breaking Norquist's anti-tax pledge. We'll talk with Huckleberry Finn himself, Takeaway correspondent Todd Zwillick.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.